Jofra Archer is not going to be playing in the first test for England this year.
Yep.
And it's really interesting watching English cricket people work out in real time what's been happening to every other cricket country in the world in the last 15 years. Is it just them overreacting, or is that the final domino?
It's not the final domino. So the relationship between Jofra and the ETB is absolutely absurd and has been since he was a kid, really, when they poached him from Barbados, right? Which,
when they changed the regulations to get him in quicker, exactly. And everything,
so
yeah.
So we've had this whole saga going back to when he was at school, right? They decided that they were going to steal him from Barbados. So he's not going to play for the West Indies, he's going to play for England. So they've been part of his life since, and his family since he was a kid. So he then plays for England. They changed the rules to get him into the World Cup to boot David Willey out, when they could have booted out bowlers that definitely weren't going to play. But they booted David Willey out, who helped get England to the World Cup, to bring Jofra in. Now, Jofra should have played in that team because he was one of the best players. And we
transformed that team, really, didn't
we? We know how good Jofra is, right? Good Jofra, I've said it many times, he's as good as good Bumrah, right? When he's on, watch the last game he played in the IPL, where he got 3 for 15 or whatever it was. He can bowl dry, he can get you out. When you're trying to defend him, he can still get you out. He's got the lot, right? And he can bat. If you remember Hobart Hurricanes, Jofra Archer, he's fielding.
Oh my God.
Really ridiculous as well. One of the caught and bowls was one of the best I've ever seen. He was direct run outs from the boundary. He's just everything, the complete cricketer. So then they decide, we've got Jofra Archer, this commodity, which is extremely worth, you know, extremely valuable to English cricket. We're going to play him in test matches. Good idea. Fine. Look after him though, right? That's what I'd be saying. Make sure this precious diamond unicorn cricketer that you've got, you look after him. So what did they do? Test matches. And they knew bad elbow, Jofra, right? So look after that. Cotton wool. What do India do with Bumrah? Cotton wool when he's not well. Give him a bit more time. So they play him against New Zealand, where England were definitely going to draw the game, and they made him bowl about 70 overs in that game, 40 overs in an innings, and he was tired. And England drew that game.
Though. Abuse. That's then, like pure abuse.
Then in the next one, he bowled absolutely loads of overs again. And I don't know.
It's not just he bowled overs. He was asked to bowl bouncers. That was a crazy part for me. Because that takes a lot of effort. If you're going to do that for 40 overs in an innings, it's like, what are you doing to this human being?
You know, Pat Cummins, no one's really ever got the blame for this, but Pat Cummins played a Shield final where he bowled over 60 overs, right? And then played one test match and then disappeared for 6 years. It's like, guys, these people are not made to do this, yes, right? They're not marathon runners.
So they know, don't they? They know they have a fast bowler, and fast bowlers can break down. So when you've got the best one, right, the best one in England, don't kill him. So they killed him. And how many test matches has Jofra played? 30? 20?
Not a lot, is it?
More than that.
And he wants to play test match cricket, but they can't get him on the park because he's been injured loads, right? So now, fast forward. So he's missed loads of cricket because he's always been injured. And when he comes back, he plays through injuries and then something breaks. Look at the Mark Wood example. When you're injury prone and you'll rush back too quick, you're going to injure yourself. So it keeps happening.
And they did that to him during the India Test Series also, right? He won them the Lord's Test Match. And in the fourth Test Match again in Manchester on a road, they again kind of blooded him in.
And that's the
made
worst
him
thing,
bowl like
right?
Hundreds and hundreds of overs.
Because when it's the road, that's when they think they need him the most, because they need a wicket. And they go, Jofra, we know you're tired. Can you just give us one? And this is where the ECB need to step in and say to the captain, look, don't abuse this guy, right? You've got him, but you've got him for X overs a day, not, we really need a wicket.
In one of these test matches, he went on for like 8 or 9 overs in a single spell also.
And so they broke him, and he's played half the amount of cricket that he could have done if he was managed better. Mm. And now we get to the stage where the ECB are his employers, right? So he has a contract with the ECB, and somehow they've allowed him to play the full IPL season and miss the test matches. Then you have to think about the paying public, right? It costs a fortune to watch a test match in England, a fortune. It's 150 quid. To watch a day at Lord's.
Day.
So if you want to go to a test match at Lord's or any of the Oval, it costs you about the same if you eat and drink in the venue as a holiday would for your family, right? It's really expensive. It's over £1,000 to go to 4 days of test cricket and eat and drink while you're there. It's mental money. they still charge the same amount. They don't knock some off for Jofra not playing, right? So if I'm a casual fan, who do you want to see if you're watching a test match in England? Jofra Archer, probably the number one, particularly if you watch the IPL. Probably the number one person you want to watch?
Emo Stokes, right?
He's not playing. Because why not?
But they did that with Wokes as well in the last series, right? Like, he played every test match. Like, eventually till he got injured and then retired after that.
But yeah, they broke his arm, didn't they?
Yeah.
But it felt like they were kind of milking the end of Wokes. So
yeah, it was really sad.
They thought, this is probably his last summer anyway, yes. So we'll do that.
But they have this history of ruining players, and also trying to remodel players that they don't need to. Jimmy Anderson will tell you about that. And how spectacularly did they mismanage that guy, who should definitely have played in the Ashes. And they were like, you'll never be... You know, they basically took him out of the back and shot him, didn't they, Jimmy Anderson? Like, one of the best servants. Maybe the best servant to English cricket ever? Jimmy Anderson, and they tried to kill him when he was young because they said, oh, that action's never going to do it. Let's remodel that. Nearly broke his back. He came back with his own action, was one of the best test bowler in English cricket history. So they have a history of ruining everyone. And now, basically, they're saying, Joff, you can have the first test off because you're playing in the IPL. It's absolutely fine. People are getting angry about that because a lot of English people don't really care about the IPL. You know, the fans, they don't really care. I mean, God knows how they're stomaching having the 100 shoved down their gullets, but...
They don't really like the 100 that much.
Nobody likes the 100, do they? But so now he's not playing in the first test, and English people are now beginning to moan because they don't get to watch him even on telly. Like, you want to watch Jofra play, right, if you're an England fan. And I think if I was Jofra, which, big if, I would sack it off test matches. How long has he got left? Just be awesome for the franchise.
Stuff though, isn't it? I think there's a lot of, and Robbie will know more than anyone, there's a lot of players who are still judged on what they do in Test cricket.
Just play gun test then.
Yeah.
You can't play a 5 test match series because he hasn't got the body for it now.
Cricket boards actually make watching their games almost impossible now. I spend almost as much time trying to find where I can view it as I do actually following the action. That is why I use NordVPN. They let me find all the cricket I want to watch while protecting me from the nasty side of the internet. Nord will free your cricket matches. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/goodareas to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus 4 additional months on top. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Watch every match with NordVPN.
So we're now at a point where if England are doing it and Australia are very close to doing it, we might just end up in a situation where every team in the world, except for Pakistan, are going to lose players because the IPL's on at certain times. Does that matter to you guys? Or?
I think it has happened in football. It will happen in cricket for sure. Mm.
I think it's an eventuality, but it's funny watching each market work it out one by one.
Mm-hmm. Why can't they have a window, though, that is just sacrosanct? It's just that's your window.
I mean, technically, there is a window.
They're trying to make two windows now.
So just one for the IPL.
I mean, England aren't playing a test match while the IPL's on. They're giving him a test match off.
Yeah, right? But we also have some franchises allow players to bugger off and get married and go on 2-week holidays in the middle of the IPL, right? Which has actually happened. One of their best players, and where did that franchise finish this season? 10th. But
it's okay because you had a bet on them finishing 10th.
Sure, but how? 5-1. Thanks very much. How is Jofra allowed to go on holiday and recuperate? That this comes back to Stuart Broad, right? Second best that England have had in terms of wickets. They said to him when he was, what did he miss? He missed one of the Ashes, didn't he, away, because they delayed him having an operation for so long because they're like, we need you to do this. Then they let him go on holiday for a month or something. Then he came back and had the operation and then he missed the Ashes, right? So England are wonderfully, like, they're adept pioneers of ruining their cricketers and making sure they're not available properly. But I think the public will start getting pissed off. Because if you're paying 140 quid, you want the players to turn up, right? I don't want to watch idiots playing instead.
Do you think the average English fan realises how big the IPL is, though?
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Because it's not...
Because I think they think there's like this balance there. There's no balance. They could pay a lot more. They should pay a lot more. But they could pay a lot more. Like, there really isn't a balance anymore.
No, I think most cricket fans in England, and I agree, test match cricket is the pinnacle, right? It's the big deal in terms of testing yourselves against the best.
The cultural aspect of it also.
The best league and the biggest show in town by a million miles is the IPL, right? It's where all the cash is. It's where all the best players are, the best coaching. The Bethel argument is an interesting one. Should he be, you know, my view was if he's going to play, it's better that he's there than it is for him to be mucking about in the County Championships or the Blast or whatever. If he's not going to play, he's probably better off at 22, is he? Better off playing cricket. But there's loads of people. But he is playing with Virat Kohli. He's opening the batting with Virat Kohli. That's pretty good for your development, isn't it? What you're going to learn in, and you're getting net bowlers of Hazelwood stature bowling at you, right? You're going to develop really quick. What we all don't want is for test matches to take a back seat to stuff. So have a window, have the IPL here, stop letting people go on holiday when you're paying them boatloads of money, right? Like cricketers moaning about all this burnout stuff now. What do you think about that, Robbie?
It is very real because mentally and emotionally, it's a tough sport to play. We were talking about this. It's an individual sport within the team sport. So it does take a toll. But today it's such a hodgepodge of everything, isn't it? It's test cricket, one day cricket, T20Is, and then there's the franchise cricket part of it. I think it just needs to be test cricket, franchise cricket, and one day World Cups and T20 World Cups. That's it.
Have you ever gone?
You got like ICC and everyone needs to maximize the money they can make with these kind of premium tournaments. You can't have bilaterals. It is bugger boring right now. It is horrible.
Well, I don't like it when there's tournaments that just pop up for no other reason than money, right? Cayman Islands, T10 or whatever it is, right? All
are
of these
you saying
are
people in the Cayman Islands don't love this game? How dare you?
No, I am saying that, Jared, because there was no one in the grounds when that tournament happened because I watched it. So have you ever gone, right, when you've been asked or you've been told, right, you're playing in bloody Zim Afro T10 or you're playing in whatever it is, which I saw.
Robbie would never play in the Zim Afro T10.
Yeah, I have.
By the way, I've seen him with the trophy.
I had my picture taken with one of your Man of Match trophies from it yesterday. And I'm going to steal one before I leave. And
I was expecting this nasty question, to be honest.
But have you ever gone, right, I'm just too tired. Like, I can't be asked doing that one. And if you have, what happens then? Like, if people are going, right, because you have to go from one to the next, from another country to another country, that is so difficult on the body, on the brain and everything else. We've gone like, let's not do this, let's not do that.
It happened to Ishan Kishan recently. So his career almost got ruined because of that, right?
Not necessarily. So it's a complex story. There are multiple sides to that. And you have to look at these stories from all angles. One of the things, Rob, and my argument to what you just said is that, listen, we got a 10 to 15 year career at best, right? You got to make, and this is all you've done since you're a kid. Right, you know that you want to maximize the number of opportunities because this time flies. I feel like I played the World Cup in 2007 like 3 days ago, you know what I mean? It's so fresh in my head, but it's over 20 years, it's almost 20 years ago now, right? It goes away so quickly.
How did you get on?
Yeah, it flies
before the last over. It's going really well.
It really flies, and so you want to maximize the opportunity. I remember speaking to one cricketer who's incredible, right, and deserves to be a part of the Indian team and play. And for a period of time, he wasn't playing, even though he deserved to play. He was just carrying drinks for a good part of a whole year and a half. And a good friend of mine, and we had a conversation. I think it was in New Zealand when we had this conversation. And I said, and he said to me, Rob, I'm just really tired of just traveling as a, you know, as a
reserve,
as a reserve, and just like a water boy, right? And I feel like I'm ready to go, but like it's just mentally exhausting to be like ready to go, but you know everything is working for you, but I'm just sitting out. I feel like I want to just take a break. And I said to him, dude, I would pay money to be where you are. It's my dream to play test cricket. And I was still playing then. I said, I would pay money to be where you are. And I told him, listen, bro, I know it's hard, but this is not going to last forever. Enjoy it while you have it. You're there, it's a privileged position. So enjoy it while you have it. It will be hard some days and it'll be very hard other days, but just take it in your stride because this flies very, very quickly. So stay grounded, enjoy it. Think of it as a part of your own evolution as a cricketer and evolution as a human being to navigate through it. And and then he stayed on, and then he decided.
Did you pay him to try and get in?
No, I wouldn't. I couldn't. I have to earn it.
Mm.
Yeah. So I've seen, like, and that would be my argument to that. It is exhausting. And I think, and don't get me wrong, I think cricket has to evolve. Cricket has to evolve from an administrative point of view. It has to get to a place where it is just franchise cricket, because that is the, like, it has to become like football, man. It is the second most followed sport in the world. It has to become like football. Mm. You have to have leagues in every part of the world. You have to get the game to grow. That's when the World Cup gets more interesting, right? That's where, that is the opportunity for the ICC, for ICC to make money, when you have a 50-team World Cup, right?
And then 100%.
That's the opportunity. You have a
that
two and a half
like, window.
You have a whole window for it, like a 2.5 month World Cup where everyone's clued in from every part of the world, right? Imagine that. That'd be so much fun. Yes, there'll be some real walkovers and there'll be some
but
real.
That's part of the fun as well.
That is part of the fun. That's what makes this fun, right? And I think that should be it. One day World Cups, T20 World Cups, Test matches, and then just franchise cricket. Nothing else. Fuck bilateral cricket. Like, genuinely, it just needs to stop.
We should get t-shirts that say that.
That I would pay for.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Ruckshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.